You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Well, remember this, that you wouldn't even know about the blood and what it means if you didn't have the Word, would you? It's because of the Word that you trust the blood. Hallelujah. It's the Word of God that tells us that He's cleansed us from all of our sins through His precious blood. Amen. So you see the washing of the water by the Word. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
We know that Ezekiel goes on to say that Israel would dwell in the land which God gave to their fathers, and that they should be God's people and He would be their God. Now this clearly points to a blessing which is in store for the Jews, and we wouldn't want to interpret it otherwise. There is, however, an earlier application to the same to the church. For remember in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10 and Hebrews chapter 10 verse 16, teaches it that way, that it belongs to the church. Now there are three things that are included in the promise in Ezekiel. The first is cleansing by clean water. We might call this the washing of regeneration. That's mentioned in the third chapter of Paul's letter to Titus. You remember Titus? But then Jesus said something in John 15:3 that I want you to notice. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now you couple that with what Paul states in Ephesians 5:26. Notice Jesus said, John 15:3, now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Couple that with Ephesians 5:26. Where Paul says that Christ cleanses the church with the washing of water by the word. We thus learn that one who submits himself to the word of God for salvation may be regarded as being sprinkled with clean water. Hallelujah. Now that verse there in Titus 3:5, he said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. You see, here we say, praise God. And so then, not only are we born again. You see, the cleansing of sin. Somebody said, well, I thought it came through the blood. Well, remember this, that you wouldn't even know about the blood and what it means if you didn't have the word, would you? It's because of the word that you trust the blood. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that tells us that He's cleansed us from all of our sins through His precious blood. Amen. So you see the washing of the water by the word. Hallelujah. We need to realize that, of course, that cleansing from sin comes by the blood through the word. But when that takes place, God immediately performs the work of regeneration. And then we need to realize that God also, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later, God also wants us not only to be regenerated and born again, but He wants us to be sanctified. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Now then, that's made possible as one abides in the Word. And it becomes the water by which a believer is sprinkled and kept clean, that he may walk acceptably with the Holy One. Thank God who has so mercifully saved him. Now the second thing to note in the promise of Ezekiel is that one's spiritual nature is changed. He said, a new heart and a new spirit, praise God, I'll give you. They are mentioned, you see. See, by nature, man is more or less selfish. This is described as the stony heart. But when God changes a believer, his heart of stone becomes one of flesh. And he has compassion on his fellow man. Now God also offers to put His Spirit within him. Praise God. Well, now, of course, when that happens, then He says that I'll put My Spirit in you and cause you to walk in My statutes and keep My judgments. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, the Holy Spirit is going to do just what Jesus said, guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus must have had this in mind, what the prophecy of the Old Testament stated, when He promised the Comforter and said, He shall be in you. He shall be in you. Now let me say again that John makes reference to the same experience in chapter 20 of John's Gospel. For he said, that 22nd verse, that Jesus breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Here's something you need to see clearly. Because in most church teachings, and a lot of times we as younger ministers just picked up what somebody else said and repeated whether it's so or not. We need to be careful about that. We said that the church began at Pentecost or in Acts 2, but the church didn't begin there. Are you listening to me? It began right here. When He breathed on them, said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Did they receive the Holy Ghost or did they not? You see? And so, it evidently accomplished something in them when He breathed on them, said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Because they were changed, as I said, from a confused and a hesitant people to men and women who, according to Luke, returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Now, another way of referring to the indwelling of the Spirit is by using the term the Spirit of adoption. Remember, Paul uses that term. Now in Galatians, the 4th chapter, we might just turn there briefly. Sometimes we refer to these verses and pass over them. One reason I passed over these so quickly was that we went into detail about them last night, and I'm just sort of summing up for the rest of you. But we might turn here to Galatians chapter 4 and read verses 4 through 6. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now remember what Jesus said, He shall be in you. Hallelujah. He sent forth the Spirit of His Son. That's talking about the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Now then, for one thus that has the Holy Spirit within him, indwelt by the Spirit, remember also that he says here, in Romans, the 8th chapter, you might turn back there just briefly to a reference. Remember that he said this in the 16th verse, the Spirit itself, a better translation would be the Spirit himself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now that's talking about being children of God, isn't it? There in Galatians, talking about being sons of God. This is talking about the new birth, not the baptism with the Holy Ghost, but the new birth. The Holy Spirit is in our spirits, bearing witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Praise God. So for the one that's thus indwelt with the Spirit, three things must be borne in mind. Now, number one, constant renewals of the Spirit are necessary. Number two, it's important to walk in the Spirit that He may keep us fully informed of the manner in which God would have us to live. Number three, we should learn the way of the Spirit so that we can trace God in all of the circumstances which come from our daily walk with Him. Now then, let's look at these. First of all, renewal of the Spirit. In order to benefit by the Spirit's indwelling, one has to obtain renewals of His quickening. Now remember, and you can turn with me now to Ephesians 1, if you will, please. Remember here in Ephesians 1:13, and let's read that. Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. In whom, now talking about Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Now see, he's talking about salvation. He's talking about the word of truth, the word of God. In whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
It's November 7th through the 8th. It's going to be a wonderful time, you know, to get with a bunch of men together, and it's always a wonderful time. Our theme this year is going over. It's actually a baseball theme.
Yeah.
You can register online at rhema.org/CTA. But we're really excited. One of our speakers this year is Coach Adrian Griffin. His dad's actually a Rhema graduate. He played, I believe, 10 years in the NBA. Then he was coached in the NBA, won a championship ring with the a few years ago with Toronto as assistant coach. Then he was head coach in Milwaukee. Well, normally he's been coaching or playing, so he hadn't been able to come, but he's not coaching right now, so we invited him to come and be one of our speakers. So it's good. You get to hear from an NBA and a coach.
Yeah, it's going to be a great conference. Go and register right now at rhema.org/CTA, and we'll see you November 7th right here in Tulsa at our Call to Arms Men's Conference. It's a registered conference, so you've got to go and register and sign up online. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Spirit Within and The Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.